Weather conditions in the Midwest this week will be turning notably cooler, but until we get into that cooler air, we will have a risk of showers and thunderstorms developing across parts of the region as we move forward through this next two-day period. The frontal boundary expected to bring the cooler air into the region will quickly move from northwest to southeast across the majority of the production region. Most of the precipitation, though, will be no more than 2 or 3 tenths of an inch during the course of the day today. Maybe a localized amount, a half inch will be possible. And almost all of that precipitation will occur in the northwestern and central portions of the Midwest. The majority of this will take place as we move through the afternoon and into the evening hours. And as I mentioned before, this frontal system will be in a big hurry to push through the region as a cold pool of air moves southward from Canada. So this morning, we'll see the showers occurring mostly from parts of South Dakota and Nebraska. Nebraska into portions of Wisconsin. As we get into the evening hours, the frontal system will fire up across parts of the region from Nebraska to Michigan, and then we'll also see a few showers and thunderstorms occurring in the Ohio River Valley as we get into late on tonight and early tomorrow morning. The showers and the subtropical moisture that will be moving northward into the Ohio River Valley will set the stage for some stronger thunderstorm activity to occur from Kentucky into southeastern Indiana and portions of southern and eastern Ohio when the cool front catches up with the subtropical moisture feed. This will occur during the afternoon tomorrow, or actually during the middle part of the day, and we'll see some 1 to 2 inch rains possible in some of this region from Kentucky and southern Indiana into southern and eastern parts of Ohio. Once the rains subside, which will probably take place tomorrow evening and into tomorrow night, we'll likely see dry weather return to most of the Midwest and prevail through the balance of this week and into the weekend, perhaps even through a fair amount of next week, will also stay basically dry. The cold air, once it settles into the upper Midwest, will likely result in frost across many areas from North Dakota into Michigan as we move through these next couple of nights. Tomorrow morning's coolest weather will be in the northern parts of North Dakota and northern Minnesota, where some low temperatures will be in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Lows in the 30s will occur in South Dakota and on into portions of northern Wisconsin. Low temperatures on Wednesday morning will be coldest in northern Minnesota and northern and central portions of Wisconsin. We'll look for the low temperatures then to drop down into the 30s once again. The cool air mass will pull out of the U.S. and back into Canada as we get into the second half of this week, but there will be a reinforcing shot of cooler air coming along as we get into the weekend that might generate a little bit more of the frosty environment. But for the most part, the temperatures will not be threatening for the U.S. crops because we are so far advanced in most of those plant development, and the odds are pretty good that we won't see real hard freezes occurring in any area except for the northern fringes of the Midwest. So the bottom line here is a very good environment for summer crops to finish out their maturation and move forward through harvest progress as we go through this next week to 10 days. The temperatures will be cooler, though. High temperatures will be only limited to the 60s to near 70 degrees during the middle to latter part of this week, which will be in contrast to temperatures today, which should be mostly 70s and 80s. So enjoy the warmth before the cool air comes in. Lows at night will drop back into the 40s in the heart of the Midwest when the coolest air is in place. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.